Hey, Hannah Saavedra here to talk about the family project. So let's start with my family. I have a mom, a stepdad, and three cats. So first let's start with my mom. My mom is a young mom, but she has the soul of an old mother. She likes to cook and to bake, and she's not too fond of cleaning, even though she does it almost every day and tries to make me clean. She takes decorating classes at Michael's. And she used to work at this, like, cupcake and empanada shop, and she, like, really enjoyed it. She's one of those people that, like, doesn't like sitting home all the time. She needs to do something. Sure, she gets tired, but most of the time, she'd rather be, like, what she would call useful. And the thing is that she has a bunch of health problems, so she has to stay home. But, she likes cooking a lot. I think she gets it from my grandmother. My grandmother's a really good cook. There was this time where she would, like, look at, like, the ads, like, you know, like, the TV ads and say, oh, this exercise will, like, trim 20 pounds off your butt or something. And she'll, like, buy it, but the only reason she'll buy it is for, like, the recipe books inside the diet. She'll just, like, throw away the CDs and just look at the recipe books, like, the healthy food. So she'll just, like, make food for us. And the thing is, like, there's a bunch of restrictions on what we can eat because my mom can't have anything with peanuts or, like, soy or gluten or something like that. And, like, I can't eat meat, so we're, like, restricted. Like, we eat a lot of tofu. And, but she's, overall, she's really caring. She's protective, like, very protective. I can't go outside. I can barely go get the mail without her worrying. But she's really caring, and she supports me in whatever I do. I remember when I was younger, I used to be all, oh my god, I want to be president when I grow up, and she was so happy and proud. And now I'm just like, I'm going to be a bassist when I grow up. She's just like, I still support you, Hannah, it's all right. And, like, even though, like, my career that I want to do, a lot of parents would frown upon, my mom supports me. So she's really supportive with whatever I do. I don't know whether or not it's the fact that she's supportive or the fact that I'm an only child and she has to support me. That is why she supports me. But I can't complain about it. And I have stepdad who has been raising me since I was 8. So he's more of like a father figure, like a dad. He's also very supportive of what I do. And he, like, tells me I should always study so I could go to college and be an anesthesiologist, like I'm kind of planning to do. And I remember the time I started tennis, like, I couldn't serve at all. Like, I tried, and, like, there was a time where, like, I threw the ball up and tried to hit it, and, like, I missed the ball, and the ball just bounced on my forehead onto the ground. That was, like, really embarrassing, because every single time we would play in a game, like, they would win points because I couldn't serve on time. So he would take me to Ortega's, and then I would go, and I would go to the courts, and he'd help me, like, serve. And then there would be times where, like, we would, like, play against the wall and everything. And he's, like, supportive and helps me and gives me tips. And, like, he's a major influence on me because when I first met him, I was, like, 8, and then I was, like, trying to find out who I am, like, developing my character. And so the style he had was, like, grunge gothic, and, like, that influenced me, like, to become, like, a different person than what it's, like, usual. So, like, he influenced, like, the type of music I listen to, because he listens to Rammstein and Lordi and, Cradle of Filth and Marilyn Manson. So, like, I really like Marilyn Manson, too. So he, like, influenced me in a major way that, like, affects, like, the rest of my life and is affecting the way I'm growing up. And, I also have pets. I remember I used to have a fish, but then one day I came back from the fair and brought, like, 3 fish that you win at the fair, but, like, of course those fish are, like, diseased or something. I didn't mix them together, but, like, for some reason that fish died, and, like, my mom was really upset, because we had that fish for almost 3 years, and she blames me for, like, the fish dying. I don't know. And I have a cat. He's 4 years old. I got him when I was 10 from a girl in my class because her cats keep getting pregnant every year. So she gave me the kitten, and the kitten ended up growing into, like, a giant tiger. That cat is huge. Like, if he stretches out, he almost, like, fills my entire bed. He's, like, 3 feet long. He's orange. He's a ginger cat. His name is Jojo, and I love him a lot. Like, when I was younger, I gave him, like, a full name. Like, his first name is Jojo and his middle name is Felix, like after Felix the cat. And then for some reason my mom decided to mix her the first part of her last name and like the first part of like my stepdad's last name, because my mom's last name is Saavedra and my stepdad's last name is Reyes, so put it together is Sare. And I'm like, I don't get that, mom. And she's like, oh, it's cute. And I'm like, no, it's not. So then that's what she named the cat, and I feel bad for the cat, because like he has a good first name and an awesome middle name, but then like a really crappy last name. But one day I'll change it for him. I'll do him the favor. And then like there was a stray cat that the neighbors left, and in the end we just took her in and she became our cat. Her name is Bella, and she's like really kind of aggressive, but like we love her a lot. And then she had kittens like twice, and out of like the five cats she had in general, my mom decided to keep like the dumbest cat of the litter. Like if the kitten she had was a village, the kitten would be like the village idiot. I'm not even kidding. I've never disliked an animal so much in my life than that cat. He takes dumps on my bed and he thinks it's cute, and then he goes to his litter box and like poops or something, and then like just lays on my bed as if it was like really cute, and I don't think it's cute, honestly. I've been trying to get rid of him, but my mom sabotages my plans, so yeah. And that's pretty much my mini family. That's it. Thanks for listening.